Kenneth Weidstra. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. So I went to a video store the other day, and I was perusing the aisles of the new releases as well as some of the foreign films. And you might be saying at this time, Ken, where is there a video store nowadays? Well, see, I was going through my archive, and my archive has photographs of things that used to exist. I have photographs of my partner, Mary Lee, walking through Video Station in Boulder, which is a well-known world-class video store that had not only 43,000 titles, but they also had the most knowledgeable staff. They had a staff that pretty much knew every movie that was in there. And they had a great selection of foreign films. And you might think Netflix is delivering you a lot of films, but they don't have 43,000 films available. And I wanted to go through some of my archive, and I was finding photos from that video store. And I thought, you know, this is exactly why we make photographs. Because the world changes. Because things end. Because time moves on. And everything that was won't always be. It's hard to imagine when we're in it that there won't be cell phone stores, or there won't be grocery stores, perhaps in the way that we know them now. The things that we see all the time, it's like, well, of course they'll always be there. But you could say that about the store selling videos and renting movies. You could say that about a typewriter store. You could say that about a lot of kinds of stores. Even camera stores are becoming few and far between. What we photograph, we preserve. What we make is what we save. And what we don't, it just disappears. I know I can't find many good photos of all of the camera shops that used to be lining the streets of New York City. I used to go up to New York, and there would be one after another with windows full of cameras. I've found a handful at best. And I don't see very many interiors. I don't see very many exteriors. Nobody thought to photograph that. Or if they did, they never published them. They never put them anywhere where anybody could find them. And they never printed them, perhaps. And now we have no pictures available of those kinds of camera businesses. So the things we see every day, the things that are so common, make photographs of. There won't always be an Apple store. There won't always be Apple. There won't always be places that you can go to perhaps buy a car, because there won't be cars. Cars will be on demand, and nobody will need to own one. The things that you take for granted and I take for granted every day, those are the things we have to photograph. Those are the things that need historical documentation, because if we don't, nobody will. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. Hey, how about sending it to some friends if you enjoy these, and help spread the podcast around. You can also catch me on my videos at herestogoodlight.com. And as always, here's to good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.